Thanks for having me, mate.
Yeah, no worries. Gee, you're in the opposition colours now. You're the coach of Latrobe. How are you finding things?
Actually, really enjoying the challenge and the change. To be honest, it's certainly been a different experience and one that I'm really enjoying.
Some people may not know, but a real serious accident. You did some damage to your leg last year. It might have been earlier this year. You must have been really sort of feeling, oh, I wonder if I've done any permanent damage here and whether I can play cricket. Can you let our listeners know exactly what happened?
Yeah, mate, I was actually this year. It was on Good Friday. I was cutting some wood and had a bit of an accident with a chainsaw and cut up through my ankle bone and cut through the ligament, the deltoid ligament there. So it's been very touch and go, and whether I was still going to have a foot at that stage was a big thing. So to be able to be back out on the cricket field has been a really good, remarkable sort of effort, really. So quite happy with it.
Well, you know who your friends are too, because a lot of the cricket fraternity got behind you, didn't they, Matthew, to help support you and get you through that, and a GoFundMe page, or they ran some special functions. You must have been really taken aback by the response from the cricket fraternity and also other people, friends and family.
Yeah, mate, certainly having no insurance when something like that happens really makes you assess things. So a massive shout out to the Devonport Cricket Club and to the Don Cricket Club for both holding fundraisers in my honour, and to be honest, without that support from both of those clubs, I probably wouldn't be in the position that I'm in now. So a big shout out and a big thank you to those and to all that supported both of those functions.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant that you can look past the fact that you've left one club and gone to the other. You're still playing cricket, and that's the most important thing. You're still involved, and you still have your leg. And everyone that got involved, I also dip my lid to you, because it's obviously had a big effect. Now the Demons last week, first game, probably didn't quite get enough runs on the board. 120 is not really where you want to be, but with the ball and in the field, the guys did pretty well to hold Sheffield. Took seven of them for 121. So you must have been pleased with that fight back in the field.
Yeah, obviously we were disappointed with what we did with the bat, especially knowing the lineup that we had. But at the same time, it's probably our first hit outdoors the whole season too. So to walk away from that and then to go out and to hold our heads high in the field and with the ball, it was actually quite a really proud moment for me. As a new coach, to see the boys react with such strength in sort of an adverse bit of an innings with the bat. So,
yeah, Tristan Weeks top scored for you with 56. He was the backbone of the whole thing. Without his input, it might have been a little worse. So some of your good players got off to a reasonable start. You've got your first game out of the way now. Tell us about some of the guys. I mean, you're a new player and coach to the club. Have you picked up anyone else along the way that you think is going to make an impact this year?
Yep, certainly Tim Moore jumped on board as my assistant coach. Having spent his whole career at Devonport, it's been a really, really good change for Tim and a big shift to his leadership focus, which is really starting to bring the best out of Tim. And the boys absolutely love getting behind him. Also got Brandon King, who had last season off, has played some very high-level cricket in Hobart and on the mainland. And obviously had a season with the Raiders and with Latrobe a couple of years ago. So he's going to be a very welcome addition. Dion Parsons, our leading wicket taker of Latrobe Cricket Club, is back off his own accord and very keen to get into the season as well. So there's four pretty handy inclusions into a squad that was really there or thereabouts last year. So they were sort of pushing, and they pushed a lot of kids through, which has really given us a lot of experience going forward into this into this season.
From memory, last year, La Trobe, really competitive, just had patches where they let themselves down and other sides were able to sort of get in and take wins away from them. So that's something that you can really build on for this season, can't you? Knowing that you've got a good core of players there and you can actually, if you can take a couple of those wins where they're in winning positions, I mean, that could be the difference between finishing sixth, where you finished last year, and finishing in the four.
Certainly could, mate. I think, talking to a few of the boys, I think they lost five games by under 10 runs last year. So yep. We've had a major focus on fielding this season and trying to save every single run that we possibly can so that those closer games can hopefully turn in our favour this year.
Yeah, watched a bit of it on the live stream. There was a live stream of the game, and I could tell from that, it's like sitting in the studio just watching it, to tell the boys were throwing themselves around in the field, and there was plenty of hustle, and that's what you need to keep, don't you? You've got one-day games to start off with. You just need plenty of guys that are up and about and sort of keeping the chat going and have plenty of hustle, and then you can actually create run-outs, you can create pressure just from exactly what you say, having a really good sort of attitude to your fielding.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We always say that it's a catch or a run out that can change a game, and that's something that we're very focused on drilling into to these guys, and they've jumped right behind us with it, and are all actually looking forward to seeing what they can do in the field. So that's a big positive, and it's probably an underrated part of the game, I think, these days, and that's something that we want to try and turn around. So looking forward to seeing where we can get to with that.
Need to be up and about this weekend. Westbury, they're a pretty strong NTCA side, or Cricket North side. You've got them this week, so that's a big challenge. But sometimes the challenges, the bigger they are, the better it brings out of some players.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think we've got the next three games on the road up in Launceston, so it's the next three are really, really big games for us as a club, and we're hoping that not only one, but everyone can stand up and we can put our best performance forward. And whether we come away with a win or we come away with a loss, we're certainly going to learn a few things in the next couple of weeks.
No doubt about that. Great to see that you're back on the field when all of us thought that you might have been lost for a little while, and until you recuperate, you've managed to get there in a short space of time. I hope you can stay fit, stay healthy, and La Trobe has a big year. Thanks for jumping on the line and having a chat to us.
Thanks very much, Mick. Thanks for having me.